Calling to order the October 28th version of the Bonn City Planning Board. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we get a roll call?
Mr. Obeck?
Here.
Mr. Young?
Here.
Mr. Reback?
Here.
Mr. Cannon?
Here.
Mr. Carney?
Here.
Ms. Vanderbeek? We have a full quorum and one alternate.
Thank you. Now time for the adoption of the agenda. Does anyone have any modifications to make to the agenda as it's written?
No.
Okay, can I get a...
I would move to approve the agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the agenda is approved. Next, we have meeting minutes from the July 29th, 2025 meeting. Anyone have changes or comments on that set of meeting minutes before we vote on those?
Move that the minutes be accepted as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Minutes are approved from July 29th. That brings us to report of staff. Mr. Lear?
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Board. Starting out, our consultant, Brazaga Incorporated, is helping us develop our adaption plan that builds upon our 2022 vulnerability assessment and our 2024 water management plan. So the adaption plan will outline strategies to enhance resilience in the town's most vulnerable areas and is scheduled for completion by March of next year. Some of the water management plan accomplishments we've done with improvements are improved swells on South Atlantic and South Peninsula Drive. There's been flap gates installed, Old Carriage Road, also Anchor Drive, and also south end of town. We've also increased inlet capacity in various locations also. If you'll remember the Living Shorelines project in Ponce Preserve, that should be wrapping up fairly soon, if not yet done. Design plans for the South Peninsula sidewalk widening project are at 60% complete, and comments from the town have been provided to the Volusia County. As of last Friday, October 24th, the contractor for the beach renourishment project has doubled back to complete the sand placement from Ponce Preserve to Ocean View Avenue and has completed construction to Ocean View Avenue, and CO planning will resume in November 10th of this year. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers contractor is currently constructing its 6,000 linear feet section of sand stockpile on the beach in Ponce Inlet. This is the sand that's being hauled and placed by the county. This is also the last stockpile, and the contractor is expected to work in this location until the end of the year. And lastly, good news, Ponce Inlet Fire Rescue received the updated ISO report. Our rating has improved from a Class 3 to a Class 2. As you know, insurance companies use these ratings when setting insurance premiums. So the improved rating helps lower insurance costs across all of the town. Only about 6% of fire departments nationwide actually reach that level, so we're proud of that. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Lear? No. That's right. One question, Darren. Could you give us a little more on what the contractor is doing on the beach? You said they doubled back to do a section. Was that just because the ocean water had washed away some of
that,
the previous
as part of like what happened with the King Tide?
Yeah.
I believe, yeah, they're finishing up trying to get through and be done by the end of the fiscal year. As far as some of the areas that got worse of it, my understanding is they may be sloping those out. I'm not sure if they're getting a whole lot more sand being replaced there. So,
okay.
I can look into it and see what they say.
That's okay. I just was curious if they told you more about it. Okay, next up we have correspondence and disclosure of ex parte communication. Anyone have anything to disclose before we get into hearing of cases? Nope. So then we are to hearing of cases. Mr. Lear.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
So we're to the agenda item 7, hearing of cases.
Section 8A?
You don't have any items for item 7. So
okay.
I'm sorry.
Amendment to the Land Use and Development Code, Section 3.2, Farmers Markets.
Yes, Patty's going to present that to the board.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Chair and Planning Board members. Before you today, we have a proposed amendment to LUDC Section 3.20, Farmers Market. The proposed amendment has been drafted in response to the need for a clear and comprehensive definition of farmers market. The amendment also removes the word minor from the permitting language. As the local planning agency, you will review the proposed land development regulation amendment and make recommendations to the town council as to whether the regulations should be adopted. The current farmers market definition reads as follows: the temporary or occasional outdoor retail sale of farm produce or seafood from vehicles or temporary stands typically located within a parking lot or an approved location in the public right-of-way closed to vehicular traffic for that purpose. The definition does not capture the full range of activities traditionally associated with farmers markets. After research and utilizing a planner's dictionary, the following revised definition was drafted: an occasional or periodic market held in an open area, typically a parking lot or other approved location, closed to vehicular traffic for that purpose. Individual sellers may offer items such as fresh produce and fruit, plants and flowers, artisan and handcrafted goods, prepared food, specialty food, on-site prepared food and beverages for sale. All sales occur from temporary stands or vehicles on-site. The other proposed change removes the word minor from the permitting language in Section 3.20.1b. Farmers markets are allowed by right in the planned waterfront district, and may be permitted as a minor special exception in the B1, B2, and PUD zoning districts and as a major special exception in the public institutional zoning district. Staff reviewed the policies of the comprehensive plan and found the proposed ordinance maintains consistency with the town's vision and objectives. Staff recommends that the Planning Board recommend approval of the amendment to Section 3.20, Farmers Markets, as drafted, to update the definition in Section 3.20.1a and remove the word minor from Section 3.20.1b. Staff further recommends that the board find the ordinance consistent with the comprehensive plan and forward it to the town council with a recommendation for approval.
Thank you, Patty. Any of the board members have questions for Ms. Rippey?
No.
No? I have a few, so let me go ahead. So could you explain the removal of the word minor? So what's the implication of that in terms of the review process?
Yeah, so just kind of give you the history on that. So prior to farmers markets, that amendment of allowing farmers markets as a major special exception, the only special exception permitted was a minor special exception. So we just needed to update that language to show that it could be a minor special exception in specific zoning districts or major. So it just wasn't reading correctly since it could be done as one or the other.
The way I understood it was that the table already said what it was, a minor or a major or none required, right? And so you're removing minor.
Correct.
In the statement, but it's still defined in the table as what has to be done.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Correct. It's so farmers markets are minor special exceptions, and that's approved by just the planning board for commercial zone properties. So public institutional zone properties has to be approved by you and town council, and that was clearing that up.
Okay. Thank you. couple other questions. So I understand the reason that we're expanding the definition, and I think that's a good thing because right now we've got a farmer's market that doesn't meet the existing definition. So I'm happy to see you guys got the staff work done and we're going to fix this up. I just wonder if we're not creating some other potential problems if we don't tighten this language up, because right now we have language that refers to a whole bunch of different things that individual sellers might sell, and we treat them all equally in this language. And so to me, a farmer's market implies something in addition to this definition you have. I have no problem with this definition, but I think, you know, at some point we've got to acknowledge that the reason for the farmer's market is that people want fresh produce and, you know, farm fresh products and these kind of things, and realize we don't have a farm in Ponce Inlet. You know, hopefully people are coming from Volusia County or somewhere to bring those things. But my concern is that if we just leave it as all these things being equal, that we're opening the door to somebody to come in and say, I'm running a farmer's market, but they don't actually have any produce whatsoever. They don't have any farmers. They don't have anything but one of these items. They could pick an item and then make a farmer's market with that, and I don't think that's the intention. I mean, I don't think that's what's going on right now, but I don't think we want to write our language so loosely that somebody could game the system and then come in and with the permit for a farmer's market somewhere and do something that isn't in line with the intention. So I don't know if the other board members agree with that assessment of the language as it's written now, or see that problem, or kind of what you all think about that.
Each of these participants have to go through an application process, right, and approved by the city?
That's correct, except for Planned Waterfront Development District, but we don't have that issue. So.
Okay. I do agree that, you know, this is a little vague, but I think, you know, if it has to go through the process, I guess I think staff has a really good interest in, I guess, in what the intent of the law is. That'd be my take.
Yes, we researched a lot of different. It's not just the Urban Planner's Dictionary this comes from. We looked all over Florida to look at definitions of farmers market, and it's kind of, this is an amalgamation of most of those that we found that we liked that would fit the town.
But I think, to me, this definition would apply to the flea market that goes on in Port Orange every week. And we don't want that. So that's my point, is if we could tighten this up to be in line with our intention, which is to allow a different kind of a market, which hopefully has, you know, some produce at it, but not all produce. But can we just add some wording here to make it? The other concern I have, and I'll just get to it, is that we spend a lot of time on this board deliberating food truck rules, and we have a separate section of the LUGC related to food trucks. And if I didn't want to follow the food truck rules and I wanted to come in and run food trucks in this town, I would probably propose a farmer's market. And then maybe I'll get somebody to sell bread or produce one week, and then after that, I'm just running food trucks. But I don't follow the rules of the food truck. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? So I think we need to have consistency in our guidance. And so if we don't want this to be a loophole that can get people around our food truck guidance, which we spent a lot of time, we had a lot of public discourse on, I think we need to make this tight enough that somebody can't game it, you know. And so I'm not sure if the food truck policy is in conflict with this in any way, but you understand my point about,
yes.
If we don't say, you know, what our intent really is, and that you can't just come in here and sell beverages and call it a farmer's market, then or you know, prepared food or whatever, then somebody could subvert the other regulations that we have potentially. Right.
Do you have recommendations, or is that part of what you're?
Well, I don't. Okay. And I haven't really thought through what all the
implications
are in terms of, does this conflict with the food truck regulation? Does it need to reference it or anything else? But I mean, I'd hope you all could go back and look at that and figure out.
As far as application of your ordinances to that, the more specific would control. So, the food truck ordinance is specific to food trucks. If there were any conflict between that and farmers markets, the specific would control over the general. So your food truck ordinance would prevail in the case of a conflict.
But it doesn't, because there are food trucks at the current farmer's market that haven't gone through review of the food truck ordinance. And so that's not true. I mean, maybe
I can't speak to how it's being applied, but I can just tell you as to the conflict provisions of law, when there's a conflict between two laws, the more specific will control, unless there's language otherwise in the law itself.
Okay. Well, I just mean in practical terms, can we tighten this up? I mean, I think if we had a problem that maybe we could use law and then point people back to our food truck ordinance and say you're missing that. But if somebody's trying to run a food truck underneath farmer's market ordinance in the future and it's done in a way that the town isn't happy about, then I think it's smarter to clean this up a little bit now instead of trying to do that on the other end when somebody figures that out. Because we had quite a few people in here that were interested in doing things with food trucks and weren't real happy with the ordinance necessarily. And so I don't think we want to open up a back door for that kind of stuff to happen without being intentional. If that's the intent, then that's fine. But if that's not the intent, then I think we need to be clear about what the intent of this ordinance is. And farmer's market is fine, but let's clarify that, you know, that has to have more of a flavor of produce and farm products. It's called a farmer's market. It's not called a food truck market. So, I mean, if people want to do a food truck event or whatever, then they can do that, but that's not through this.
I have a question, not sure it's going to help, but definition of vehicles. What would the definition of a vehicle be? Is that a motorized? Would it have to be motorized, or is it also a trailer?
A trailer would be a vehicle. A trailer is not a motor vehicle. So motor vehicle is anything that's on wheels and can travel on the road, even if towed. A motor vehicle is self-propelled. That would be the difference between those two terms.
And a food truck is defined as what?
I would imagine that's a motor vehicle.
A motor vehicle.
Yes. So I don't know off the top of my head, though.
I believe that's the case. So I think there's a distinguishing factor. This is food trucks have to be motorized.
A lot of food trucks are trailers, though, right?
No, none that we've had that I know of.
They exist that way. So I don't think we want to just depend on that, because I think you could have a food truck that's in a trailer and then skirt that if you wanted to.
Are we trying to prevent something here? In other words, are we trying to, because I think the marching orders were to become more specific, and you're right, we opened it up to, you know, what's a specialty food? You know, it doesn't necessarily have to come from a farm. I noticed, too, we dropped seafood. Would that fall into one of these other categories, or?
Right. It would be under specialty or prepared food, depending on if it was raw or if it was cooked.
Well, somebody just wanders in here with a freezer full of fresh grouper. Is that specialty food then? I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's getting.
Yeah, that would be considered that.
You know, I guess the question is, are we trying to open this up and be encompassing, or are we trying to be restrictive? And if somebody pulls up next week with what we traditionally believe to be a food truck, what are we going to do with them? Are we going to welcome them in, or forces in, say you have to go through the food truck inspection to get in, or you can't get in? I don't know if we're overdoing this or not, but I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, but we haven't had any problems that I'm aware of so far.
Mark, do you think you have things that are food trucks right now, for example?
We currently have one trailer. I'm sorry, two trailers. One is a barbecue trailer, okay, and one is a trailer for crab offerings.
Crab.
No motorized vehicles. Those are the only two non-motorized vehicles we have at the farmer's market currently. I don't know if that helps you.
Yes, I guess I'm not trying to make the rules so tight that we can't do what's going on now that people are happy with, but I also just want to protect us from somebody coming in and...
Can we just add or non-motorized vehicles?
I mean, I don't think that solves it. Like I said, I think there are...
Well, you eliminate food trucks then.
Yeah, but you have food trailers that are quote-unquote food truck, I think. Right?
Do we have, in the food truck...
I'm sorry, I don't have that with me right now.
Hold on.
I guess what I'm getting at is I don't think we want to write the law so somebody can comply with the letter of the law because it's written very broadly and then totally blow the spirit of the law out of the way, which is a farmer's market, right? So I think if we don't correct that, then we're just potentially going to have problems in the future when somebody comes in and wants to do something creatively that we're not interested in having happen, right? And to me, the way this is written now, it could be written about any number of different markets. And it doesn't have to really be related to food even, much less a farm. So I don't know how we have a farmer's market defined as something that doesn't even call for any farm products. I mean, it can have them, but it doesn't have to. And I don't think it has to be exclusively that. Like I said, I don't have any problem with any one category, but it's just a matter of how we tighten this language up to be that the overall purpose of it is a farmer's market. And it can have ancillary things going on as well that, that make it all better and give the residents more opportunities to buy prepared food and different things. But, I mean, fundamentally, it's not supposed to be a food truck rally, you know? It's fundamentally supposed to be a farmer's market.
Is adding something along the lines of what you're discussing, I mean, the intent is something that favors farm produce and plants and flowers, but then goes on that allows the other things opening?
I think so, yeah.
Let me throw some language at you then and see if this helps, if this would help. So as we're reading through what you have in your package, skipping down to that third line, may offer items such as fresh produce and fruit, plants and flowers.
Patty.
Period. Markets at which fresh produce, fruit, plants, or flowers, and I'm using or there intentionally, or flowers are sold, may also sell, and then continuing on. So that basically what that's doing is it's putting a tier there. You have to have the grown material. If you have the grown material, then you can also have vendors that are selling the other stuff and kind of merging those two concepts. Yeah.
Mark knows more about what's going on there.
I guess my question would that be enforceable? In other words, is that type of, well, I'm not saying it's not, I'm just saying is that wording, in other words, to start to occupy the space, you've got to be doing A, B, and C. If you do A, B, and C, then D, E, and F are okay.
If the produce vendor doesn't show up that Saturday, that does that get enforced? That would be the question. Is it enforceable? Yes. Is it practically enforceable if you have there's supposed to be a produce vendor here, but he wasn't. Does that get enforced? Probably not. Or is there code enforcement to call when the market is going on? But legally, is it enforceable? Yes. Practically,
not so much.
Well, it is. It's just challenging. Do you have the staff on site? But that's going to apply to anything you write as to farmers market. You at least have a, if it is the intention to have that, if we're going to have a farmers market, we want grown materials there. I think that's language that gets you in that direction. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I don't know about the rest of the board.
I'm comfortable with that. So if it's enforceable if we want it to be, basically, or if the city deems it necessary.
Well, it would be enforceable and enforced to the extent that we become aware of it. It's just, you know, again, when things are coming through the approval process, you're going to see it. That gives you the opportunity to say, okay, do you have a produce vendor lineup? Are you checking these boxes? So you have the first set of boxes. Is there something grown being sold there? If that box is checked, then they can move on to the rest. Like, in addition to that, we're going to do these other things. But then on a week by week or however frequently it is, if the produce vendor just doesn't show up that day, that's kind of outside of everybody's control. And it would probably be one where, yes, it's enforceable that day, but it might not be enforced until it became a pattern.
It tightens up the spirit of the law.
Gives the town more authority to do something if there's a problem.
That work for you?
You talking to me?
Yep.
Yeah, the challenge that we have is that the food, the vegetable providers are so seasonal. Well, so there'll be weeks and weeks.
Is there another product you want to pull into that first category that is something that townspeople want? Like, I know we have a bread vendor sometimes or something like that that's not, because some seasons there's nothing being grown because it's not really in
right,
season.
Right, exactly.
But you understand my point. I mean, I think
right.
The suggestion is great. Can we get the right things in that first category to where we get what we want? And then the other stuff is bonus, but you can't build your whole farmer's market on just selling, you know, prepared foods
right.
out of a truck. You know,
right.
You got to have some other stuff going on. So what else would you pull into that first category? There's artisan and handcrafted goods, but we don't want maybe goods like some of the carving, but maybe artisan breads or something like that. I'm not sure what all you sell. That
we Which could, we do have.
Yeah.
And maybe fresh produce, breads, if we add that.
I mean, it could be fresh meat, just not just.
If you just. Right? If you,
is that produce?
Fresh food products.
Artisan baked goods to your first category.
Yeah.
The concern I have with the, again, if we start adding the general terms back into that first section, we start running into the same
right.
issue that you're having, where we're making, as we broaden it, the first category begins to suffer from the same thing you're trying to address with the paragraph as it's written. So I think as specific as we can possibly be in that first category, if that's how we want to use it, to have a, you must have these things, you can have these things.
Well,
at least one of these things, I should say.
You said you didn't want it to be like the Port Orange flea market. I've noticed other definitions where they state that no secondhand items can be sold. That's something you could add to that.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't think that was a category that would be included by definitions. I wasn't really concerned about that, but I guess we could add it if it.
The more specific you make it, you're going to hurt the vendors and the people putting on the farmers market.
Fresh fruits, vegetables.
And if you just put the
meat, fish.
Meat, yeah.
I don't know if you say that. Fresh. If we just push the first three items, the produce and fruit, plants and flowers, and artisan handcrafted goods, right? That's, and then open it up the way you had said for the rest. If you have one of those three, then you can have all the other stuff.
Well, we want artisan goods or just artisan foods? I'm not sure what kind of artisan goods we were talking about, but.
Fresh produce.
Mark, do you have a comment on that? Is it more of a artisan foods, or is it other artisan stuff?
I think it's more artisan foods.
Okay. I mean, it's a farmer's market.
Right.
I'd rather steer towards food.
Yes, most definitely.
Is produce necessarily grown? Would be bread be produce? Could you include that? Produce is something that comes out of the ground, I suppose.
Yeah, correct.
Fresh produce, fresh vegetables, food.
Fresh produce, comma, breads.
Maybe baked goods, so it's not as narrow as bread, right? Bread
yep.
is one.
Fresh produce. Vegetables.
Do I think we add
If we stop it, if we add the breads there, or, you know, baked goods, and then, and may include handcrafted goods, prepared foods. I think pretty much where we were going a few minutes ago. So that you have to have fresh produce, fruit, or fresh baked goods, plants, and flowers. And only if you have that can you then add the others and be qualified as a farmer's market.
Mark, what's your season again?
All year.
All year.
July. We're closed July and August.
All right. So, is there any time frame like February that you're going to be? Like you got your vegetable guy wasn't here last week, was he?
No.
So,
no.
I don't know what you know.
And see, one thing we've required is that it's what we would call direct from farm produce. We've had any number of providers come and say, I'll be your produce person. And, you know, they're buying from Perrines.
Right. And they just repackage it.
Yeah, which we just don't allow.
But do you catch it? Will you catch it? Are we looking for it?
Yeah, we look for it.
Oh, okay.
We look for it. Because we ask, okay, where's your source?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd hate to be so specific, though, that we are making it harder on. I don't know where that's coming. We're making it harder for someone with a new idea that is farm-based to come in and sell their product. I mean, if we're trying to prevent one thing from happening, like nothing but a food truck rally. Maybe we could use exclusionary language and say at no time will there be X, or
I would put at no time will a farmer's market consist of a motorized vehicle.
I still think people could gain that with the trailer.
How are they
going to
gain it?
Because you tow a big food trailer in with a pickup truck and you drop it, right?
Motorized vehicle.
Right, but the trailer, you leave the trailer, and then it's not motorized.
Self-contained motorized vehicle.
But it's not. It's a trailer that's a food trailer. It's just like a food truck.
But we want some food trucks to be, or food trailers to be there.
Well, I don't care if a food truck is there, as long as it's got the other stuff as a primary, and that's a secondary.
Right.
I don't have a problem with the food, with the form of the vehicle, or the, if it's a trailer or a truck, I don't care.
I was just going, I think Joe made a good point. We can exclude... Again, self-contained motorized vehicles. Motorized vehicle. We don't want those.
Yeah, but
that doesn't solve
the problem. Do you have the right, the authority to, if a guy comes up with a food truck, say no, this isn't for food trucks. So, do you need that written?
We control who attends.
Right.
The farm.
So you don't, but you don't need that written down in our code, do you? Or
no,
do you?
No, I don't think we need to. No, because it's all on us, all on the community.
Side. Right.
Correct. I was just going with other people. If other people want to start a farm as well.
Look where we're doing it here.
I don't have any problem with excluding food trucks, period, but I don't think that that's sufficient because if somebody's got a trailer that's functioning the same way, then they loop around the rule.
What if we go to a threshold kind of a concept where, and this is a random number so you can pick another one, but something to the effect of at least 50% of the spaces must be reserved for fresh produce and fruit, plants and flowers, artisan baked goods, or whatever terms you want to use there. But instead of looking at it from a can and can't or a first and second, at least this much of your space must be reserved for. That also deals with the situation if the produce vendor just doesn't show up that day. The space was empty. You didn't fill the lot with food trucks that day.
I like that approach. And I think that gets to the heart of the matter. Would you say, John?
I agree.
Is that percentage in the right neighborhood? Would be the next question that I would have then.
I would use a 60% threshold because once you get above 60%, then you basically do have a food truck event. I mean, if 40% is selling fresh produce or, it's an arbitrary number, but I would say 50% is not high enough, but 60%, once we get past that, then we're into the food truck area, a rally, so to speak. I'm comfortable with 60%.
60% being the traditional farmers market thing?
Well, I was going to say no more than 60% can be
other stuff.
Food truck.
So 40% has to be traditional.
Yes.
More traditional farmers market.
Because it's harder. I think it's harder for those people to get enough produce and enough material to set up shop at something like that.
And what may make that a little bit more palatable on the market end is it's a space percentage. It's not vendors. So it's not 60% of your vendors have to be on a given day. It's 60% of the space is for those vendors on a given day. So whoever shows up is not the issue. It's how many people were, how the spaces are utilized.
So are we leaving out the artisan and handcrafted goods out of that percentage?
I had specified artisan baked goods, but again, the makeup of it is up to the recommendation of the board.
I personally think that adds some diversity at a farmer's market. I would leave it in there. Because people do make things from directly from the ground.
Yeah, I think
we have honey providers.
Right.
So the idea would be that to put in the 40% of the space should be allocated to fresh produce, fruit, plants, flowers, artisan, and handcrafted goods.
Well, do we need more categories?
I thought it was 60% we were talking about for that.
No, 40%.
I said
for produce.
Yeah, for those types of places. If it gets above, and I said this is arbitrary, but
did you say 60 or 40?
I said 60%.
Yeah.
No more than 60% food trucks.
Right.
So the contrary would be 40% would have to be the other stuff.
He was like 60 of the others.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was confused, but now I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think. Have you ever been at 60%, you think?
With trucks?
Yeah. So,
whatever.
Yeah. Trucks or trailers?
No.
I don't think you're going to see that very often, but.
Is honey.
And then we control it. Right. We can say no. Sorry, we can't. You're not invited.
And space, Mark. The idea is space.
Space.
So you just,
right.
It has
to
be.
What I mean.
If they don't show up, the space is still out.
The space is just empty.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned honey. Is honey fresh produce? What is honey? We want that
well,
in the category.
Say it's a specialty food.
So it's definitely a specialty food.
But it's different than a prepared food from a kitchen, for sure. Much
Correct.
Closer to a foreign
Correct.
Product.
It's,
to very, me.
It's a natural food.
So we just want to put honey in? We just want to add it? Or is there something else that might be in that category?
Or other natural foods.
Like, such as, do you think of any?
Sunshine.
Honey's pretty unique.
Hmm?
Honey's
it
pretty unique.
I'm trying to think of other natural foods.
You should say other farm products.
That works.
Yeah.
The fresh fruits, vegetables, other farm products. Also, and then get into your other category. That work?
Go down with the
then you go from foods. Fresh fruits, vegetables, other farm products. Where am I here? Also, artisan handcraft goods, prepared foods, specialty foods.
I would put the artisan handcraft at last. We're trying to stay away from that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we stop at flowers, but then the prior list we add in the artisan baked goods.
Yeah.
Yeah, baked goods, yes.
And then we stop at flowers, and the artisan and handcrafted goods, prepared food, and everything there is in the 60% pile.
Okay.
And then everything before flowers is in the 40%.
Right.
With the addition of the broader definition, it would include honey into farm products.
Okay. Let's do that. So you got that, Patty?
Nope. I can't even hear one person very well, so...
Yeah, we're going to need in the recommendation exactly what you guys want to say.
Write it.
Joe, were you writing? You were always
good at that. Well, here's what I came up. Fresh fruits, vegetables, plants, flowers, other farm products, and, or however you want to transition into the other artisan, or other prepared food, specialty food,
yep.
On-site food. On-site prepared food, beverages, and then you said you wanted to put artisan and handcrafted goods last. So I don't know. I don't have a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal of the order, but I think once you get past fresh fruits, vegetables, plants, flowers, and other farm products.
I thought we were going to put baked goods in there, too.
Okay.
Let me take a crack at it. I think where we are, and if we leave actually what we started with alone, so the paragraph that you have, the new underlined text, there are actually no changes to that. That stays as it is. We would add a sentence to the end of that paragraph that would read, a farmer's market must have at least 40% of its space reserved for fresh produce and fruit, plants and flowers, other farm goods?
Vegetables, plants, flowers, vegetables, fruits.
I just was making sure I had the terminology.
Flowers and other farm products.
Other farm products, that was your terminology, and artisan baked goods. I think those were the categories you were putting into the 40%. And then period. And that's all you have to say, because then you've got, this is what it can have, and then your second sentence is, but at least 40% of your space has to be reserved for these categories within that.
That works.
Works for me.
You, Drew, can you say that?
Yes, sir.
A farmer's market must have at least 40% of spaces to be reserved for, say that again.
Fresh produce and fruit, plants and flowers, other farm products, and artisan baked goods.
Okay, other farm
products.
Products. And then, so the change from the top paragraph is artisan and baked goods?
Artisan baked goods. It's being added to that sentence.
Okay.
And I think you don't actually need to add it to the first sentence, because that would be a subset of prepared foods or specialty foods. I think you've already covered it. It's just more specific for that 40%.
Everything in the original paragraph stays the same. We're just adding the other farm products and artisan.
Correct. That threshold sentence, correct.
Artisan baked goods.
40%.
Okay.
Do we have any other board comments on the LUDC code for farmers markets? Is there any public comment on this topic before we move on to a vote? No? Okay, can I get a motion related to the amendment to the LUDC Section 3.20 Farmers Market? And then we'll do a roll call vote on that.
I'll motion to accept the proposed language change with the addition of the sentence that corresponds to a 40% threshold on farm produce and fruit, plants and flowers, other farm products, and artisan baked goods.
Second.
Can we get a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Reback?
Yes.
Mr. Young?
Yes.
Mr. Reback?
Yes.
Mr. Carney?
Yes.
Mr. Cannon?
Yes.
And I think that's everybody. Yes, the motion passes 5-0.
Thank you. So the next item is discussion of reschedule of the November and December planning board meetings. So Mr. Lear, do you think we're going to have topics for November, December? What do you think?
We may or we may not, but we might as well move them. And then if we need to cancel them, we can do that later. Because your November is on the week of Thanksgiving, right. And then your December is in the week of Christmas. So the thought is 1 week ahead for both. So that would be November 18th and then December 16th, if everyone's okay with that.
November 18th or 17th? November 17th or 18th?
November 18th.
November 18th, okay.
And then December 16th.
November 18th doesn't work for me.
Okay.
Same here.
Yeah, it may not work for me either.
Can we leave them where they are? Is there anybody have an issue with leaving them? Or is that a problem for you guys?
Well, that may be problems for board members or could be staff. I don't know who all is taking off for staff-wise, but usually we always
move them.
Okay. When it's, you know, either the week of Thanksgiving or Christmas.
I'm okay with November's date.
The 25th?
The 25th.
25th, no, I will not be here.
25th.
You're out.
I'm out. 25th?
Yeah.
Of November.
November.
Yeah, I'm out. But.
Sound like we have more people on the 25th possibly than the 18th, though.
Yep, I'm okay with the 25th.
So why don't we, if we need to meet, then let's try for the 25th. If we can't do it, then we'll regroup.
Okay. How about December? I'll probably be off that 23rd of December, so I wouldn't be able to be here. So.
16th is fine with me.
16th okay. Is okay.
16th is okay.
16th is okay. Yeah, 16th is okay for me, too.
So we leave it the 24th of November and the 16th of December?
25th.
Okay, yep. I don't have any lines. I think it's the 24th. Oh, it is. Yeah, right. Tuesday the 25th.
Okay, so we're done with that. We have public participation, which I'm guessing we have none. And board discussion. Anybody have anything else before we adjourn?
Good.
Meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.